eclipse. ABC's Maria Vibral is in Del Rio, Texas.
This is a city that has a population of about 60,000 people or so. They are expecting that to swell between 15 and 20,000 for this total eclipse because they are expected to get the first glimpse of the eclipse here, and they will be in the path of totality as well.
Ground stops announced just now in southern Illinois and in Burlington, Vermont, both in the path of totality. They aren't used to that many planes at their airports. No jail time for actor Jonathan Majors, but he has been sentenced to probation and ordered to undergo domestic violence and mental health counseling after his third-degree sexual assault and second-degree harassment convictions last year. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the ship that collapsed in Baltimore's Key Bridge, an important step toward the full reopening of the shipping lane. This is ABC News. Trouble in the skies over Denver for a passenger plane over the weekend.
The FAA investigating another frightening mid-air incident. The engine cover on a Southwest flight from Denver to Houston ripping open minutes after takeoff. Exit row passengers say it happened as the plane was still ascending. They immediately lit up their call buttons. Southwest says the plane landed safely after experiencing a mechanical issue and says our maintenance teams are reviewing the aircraft. The airline sending passengers to Houston on another plane.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. There may be new trouble for ex-owner Elon Musk in Brazil. A Supreme Court justice there is adding Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also facing potential obstruction charges after he threatened to defy a court order to block some accounts on X. And down to just two, UConn and Purdue set to face off tonight for the men's college basketball national championship. South Carolina took the women's title. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 64 degrees. For tonight, 40. Winds today between 5 and 10 miles per hour with higher gusts. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly sunny and 60, up to 68 by Wednesday. Right now in Richland Center, winds have picked up a little bit, 8 miles per hour, and we're up to 55 degrees.
100.9 WRC.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog back, no child knows.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child knows."
Charlie Daniels Band on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. We're up to 55 degrees. Not a bad Monday. Back to it today with great music on the radio. This is Luke Combs.
We've been burning both ends, keeping the lights on. So I've been thinking we need a little time alone. So would you say we cancel our plans? Tonight I'm only gonna be your man. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning.
Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the ain't trying to get over nobody, but somebody's trying to get over you. I bet you ain't afraid of nothing, and I bet that ain't really true. Bet you got a couple secrets you're gonna keep on holding on to. I bet you drive a fast car. And underneath all of that beautiful, I bet there's a wild child. I bet you drive a fast car. I bet you drove your daddy crazy. Probably been on a roof and that tattoo. If I bought you a drink, we could get on out of here, girl, whatever you think. Bet you drive a fast car. I bet you could drive me crazy if you wanted to.
Randy Rogers Band on WRCO Radio and a fast car. Among the celebrity birthdays today, original Mouseketeer Darlene Gillespie is 83. Peggy Lennon of the Lennon Sisters is 83. Also guitarist Steve Howe of Yes and Asia, 77. Bassist Mel Shocker of Grand Funk Railroad is 73. And guitarist Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses, 62. Singer Julian Lennon is 61. Also actress Robin Wright, 58. Actress Patricia Arquette is 56 as well. And Vampire Weekend guitarist Ezra Koenig is 40 on the 8th of April.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's Spring Shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reedsburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a herd from Joe Zinzer of Racine County. 25 head of Holstein dairy cows is coming for this auction. AI sired and bred on DHIA test, averaging 75 to 80 pounds daily in the tank. 2 purebred Jerseys are also included, plus fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or emails. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer dang, a black heart and a pretty red neck. Ooh. with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
It's over my head. Sometimes I feel a way of a past break in my mind, and I know it's gone for good, and it makes me want to cry. Is this all we get to keep as the years go rolling by? Just a memory for all the days gone by. Oh, you're always in my heart, and you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometimes. But for every step you take, you lose something on the way. You can't look forward to tomorrow and still hold on to yesterday. Oh, I hope that you can hear when I say, oh, you're always in my heart, and you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurt to hurt sometimes.
Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th, with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo, with guitar and flute, has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
We're 56 degrees at 11:30, and today's news update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Totality is coming from Texas up through Maine. The skies will be getting dark today during the solar eclipse. ABC's Maria Vibral is in Del Rio, Texas.
This is a city that has a population of about 60,000 people or so. They are expecting that to swell between 15 and 20,000 for this total eclipse, because they are expected to get the first glimpse of the eclipse here, and they will be in the path of totality as well.
Ground stops announced just now. now in southern Illinois and in Burlington, Vermont, both in the path of totality. They aren't used to that many planes at their airports. No jail time for actor Jonathan Majors, but he has been sentenced to probation and ordered to undergo domestic violence and mental health counseling after his third-degree sexual assault and second-degree harassment convictions last year. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the ship that collapsed in Baltimore's Key Bridge, an important step toward the full reopening of the shipping lane. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Ithaca hosts North Crawford today in area high school baseball. Coach Dan Clary and the team were rained out three times last week.
It was, the guys are all amped up and ready to play, and then to have it rain over and over is a little bit depressing, but everybody's in that same boat. The sun's shining today. It looks like it's going to be good for you for a little while. And we have a lot of games on the slate, so we're ready to get going.
Boy, the Bulldogs and North Crawford today. First pitch time, 5 o'clock at FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Weston hosts Kickapoo today in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Riverdale is home against Dodgeville, 4:30 start time for that one this afternoon. The Richland Center baseball team is home against Portage. River Valley's baseball team will have a game at home against Highland. River Valley softball's on the road at Lancaster. River Valley soccer will host Wayland Academy. And Dodgeville schools will be hosting a track meet this afternoon. Catcher William Contreras went 4-for-5 with 2 home runs and 5 runs batted in Sunday, leading the Brewers to a 12-4 win over the Mariners. Milwaukee's 14-hit attack supported a quality start by Colin Ray, who collected his second victory. Left-hander Aaron Ashby makes his season debut for the Brewers to start a 4-game series in Cincinnati against the Reds tonight. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Bucks will be back into action on Tuesday night at Fiserv Forum when the Boston Celtics come in. The Bucks, who lost for the 6th time in 7 games Sunday after dropping a 122-109 decision to the Knicks, are looking to try and bounce back with just a few games left before the playoffs begin. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Greetings. This is Joe Flores of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. We are what we believe. We believe that aging is a journey back into everything sacred and divine in man. We believe in the transformative power of caring for the elderly with passion and compassion. Every day we see the infinite possibilities of faith. We believe in our residents' meaningful presence in our personal lives. We go over and beyond the call of duty to meet their evolving needs. Come visit us at Harvest Guest Home, 875 Westside Drive, 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
For the rest of today, a high of 61, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably mild. Also for tonight, 40, a slight chance of a shower. Partly sunny and 60 tomorrow and Wednesday, 68, and unseasonably warm conditions. The winds have picked up from the south around 12 miles per hour, and we're at 56 degrees. Community calendar reminders today. Coffee with the Chamber will be held tomorrow from 7 until 8. That'll be held at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. The guest this month will be Jeff Falk with Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop in for coffee and hear the latest about Chet's. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center. Comradeship begins at 6:30. All VFW members and new prospective members are encouraged to attend. A Blackhawk DAR ceremony to honor the high school senior good citizens will be held Wednesday afternoon at 1 at the Bayard DeHart, Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a community blood drive with Impact Life, the local provider of blood components to the hospital. The drive will be held Thursday from 10 until 3 in Pippin Hall, the lower level of the hospital. To donate, please contact Impact Life Madison at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org and use code 570 to locate the drive. A photo ID is required to donate. The Cazenovia American Legion Post 491 will host a spaghetti supper from 4 until 7 Thursday night at the Legion Hall. Meat, meatless, and Alfredo will be available. Carryouts also will be available. Learn about fire safety at a fire safety awareness presentation Thursday night at 6:30 at Park Street Christian Church. Learn about fire escape plans, alarms, flammable fluids, fire extinguishers, types of fires, and how to help someone who has been burned. The program is free and all are welcome. The Ithaca FFA will be hosting its Spring Blood Drive Friday from 9 until 2 at the Community Gym in Ithaca. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. To schedule an appointment, log in to VersaTi and search for the Ithaca FFA Blood Drive or call Ms. Sprecher at Ithaca Schools, 608-585-2311, extension 310. W.H. Bennett Women's Relief Corps will host a bake sale Friday from 9 until 3 or until sold out at the Richland County Bank Lobby. A Year at Beaver Pond with author Al Cornell will be held Saturday at 10:30 near his Richland County home. Al discovered a previously undetected pond when a late winter snow flattened the vegetation around it. You can hear more about it coming up on Saturday at the Brewer Library. And also, Knights of Columbus Council 3492 will be hosting bingo Saturday night at the Richland Center Community Center starting at 6:30. The progressive blackout jackpot will be at $2,096 plus 50% of net sales in 54 calls or less. That's a look at today's community calendar here on WRCO.
Thinking white picket fence, 09 yards, before you get yourself down the road that far. Let me tell you where you are. Man, you're working on your next broken horn. She's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane coming gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Well, ain't no man gonna hold her. She's an empty glass while you're still pouring. Ain't no happy ever after ending to your story. Well, you might be sad for a while, but you're gonna wake up with a big old smile. Cause she's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane coming gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Well, ain't no man gonna
welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Lock up your husbands, lock up your sons, lock up your whiskey cabinets, girls, lock up your guns.
Martina McBride on Country and Community, WRCO. The temperature has picked up a little bit, but so have the winds. Winds between 12 and 15 miles per hour right now. We're at 56 degrees.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Introducing Lance the Cat, the beginning of baseball season. With the baseball season underway, this week the Okooch Mountain Humane Society is pleased to introduce you to Lance, a sweet but shy tabby hoping to steal his way into someone's heart and head for home, a forever home that is. Lance is a young adult cat with a handsome multicolored striped coat that's sure to be a big hit. Check him out on March 18th OMHS Facebook page or fall in love with him in person. By appointment only, at the OMHS Cat Adoption Center. With his big, beautiful emerald green eyes, Lance is sure to win your heart, and it won't even take 9 innings for him to do so. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience. When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
100.9 WRCO.
Should be happy with your money and your name and hide myself.
Portland to Ron Stahl with one of her many great remake songs. There was a time when they kind of labeled her the remake queen in the 1970s, but actually it wasn't a bad thing. She did pretty good versions of several songs, and in some cases, in my humble opinion, they were better than the originals. It's 11 minutes before 12 o'clock, and we're nearing the time when we'll be getting a look at the eclipse, beginning in about a half hour or so, I am told. So get ready, I guess, for a once in a while opportunity. Last time for 20 years that we'll have that totality of the total eclipse. This is Nate Smith and World on Fire.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. Left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love. Ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire.
She calls a herd, she mends a fence, she tends her head first, she chase life's the hogs. She's the one in charge and she does the farm work. If you need an answer, it's best to just ask her. She's the farm her. Don't get me wrong, I help her I can. She tells me what to do and I say yes, ma'am. I pull some calves and I bale the hay. I know my rank round here is just her farmhand. When she's working in the fields tending to the sheep, I'm usually in the kitchen cooking something to eat. When she's finished with her work at the end of the day, she knows I'll have her meal and a jug of sweet iced tea. She'll be tired, need a shower, and want some time with her man. That's the best part of being this farmer's farmhand. She knows the fields, she knows the cows, she knows the tractors, she knows the plows. She calls the herd, she mends the fence, she tends the heifers, she slops the hogs. She's the one in charge and she does the farm work. If you wanna see the one in charge, see her. I'm as happy as can be and I know my place. My wife's my boss on this plot of land. She's the farmer and I'm the farmhand. You heard right, sir. She's the farmer.
Custer on WRCO Country and Community. Well, it's about time for me to get on out of here and get ready for some baseball later today. Yeah, looks like we're going to get it in Ithaca. The Bulldogs hosting North Crawford today. That begins a busy sports week here on the radio. And otherwise, I'll be back your way bright and early tomorrow morning right here on the radio. Taking us toward the afternoon, Luke Combs.
Had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. Doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. The moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on, I started talking about us again. If I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, why wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house? But you rolled in with your hair in the wind. Side had my heart stolen. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
your side had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came. It hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane.
See?